It's messed me up.
Right.
All right. I got all these different people because every microphone is a person.
Good morning. Talk about championship experience. For some reason, players with championship experience have been rare on this roster. You have that now. Talk about the value of that, not just on the floor, but in the locker room and on the pitch.
It's a great point. And for us, let's do this. Let's talk about 50-win experience. Because that's more relevant. You've got to get to that point that says you're in the conversation. To win a championship, you got to knock on the door consistently, and then you got to get the right breaks. You got to stay healthy. You got to get the right matchups. You got to shoot the ball well, like all those things. But I think the challenge is to be in the conversation. And for me, that regular season success, having some guys that have experienced, we don't have a lot of them. Like when we talk about like what we got to do and what we want, that's great. But how we get there, is by doing this and getting better. And I love that we've got a few guys, Nikhil, the last couple of years, being in the Western Conference Finals, Kristaps, the Eastern Conference Finals, and then knocking the door down, and winning the championship. We've got a lot of hungry guys that want to taste that, that want to feel that. And part of it for us is understanding, what we have to do to get there. And focus on internal stuff, not external things, because those things in the end, are not what, at the end of the year, you want to have the substantive, tangible result of that work.
Do two more, Lee and Bryce.
Coach, over here, Coach.
Yeah.
Speaking of Kristaps, a guy you had a lot of success with Rudy in Utah, and he was a great defensive presence, a great defensive impactor. Kristaps is not quite the same player as Rudy, but he's a similar size.
Not quite the same player? What do they have in common? They're both 7'2".
Well, to that point, that's what I mean. Yeah.
I understand.
Do you envision
rim protection?
Exactly. Okay. Do you think Kristaps can have a similar or the same sort of impact that Rudy had defensively on your teams in Utah?
It's a good question. It's a big picture question. And this is something that I think that is good for everybody to kind of understand. This game is so different today than it was 5 years ago. The impact that a big could have on the rim, the straight logic is keep them as close to the rim as you can. So what Kristaps can do with the matchup situation is make someone have to guard him out on the floor. That forces a cross match. There's all kinds of things that are going on there where defensively you try to utilize your players the best way you can. Not to dwell on the past, but that's what Rudy did. In Kristaps' case, he's going to do more in different ways. It's probably not that it's hard to do that. It's hard for rim protectors across this league right now to have the same impact that it is. Still real, no question about it. But for us to protect the paint as a team and then have that back line, I think just having that back line isn't enough. The versatility offensively, I think also is something that Kristaps is capable of creating. When I say versatility, being able to stretch the defense and shoot the ball, be able to post up or isolate in a situation where he can get his own shot. That's something we haven't had as much of, or at least haven't been as efficient as we want to be with it. So I understand the question on the rim protection, and I agree. But I think the overarching situation is how different this game is. Trey will probably be putting more pick and roll, guarding the screener. I know if you look at where it was 5 years ago, versus where it is today, and it's not just a playoff situation. It's every night. It's every quarter. And he's aware of that. That's where he's digging in and saying, hey, this is the way that I can impact the game defensively. This is where I'm going to raise my level. While at the same time having his coach tell him you got to push the ball off the court every time. So Rudy didn't have to do that. And Trey's not a rim protector.
Rudy wants to do it.
Yeah, that's true too.
Hey, Coach, I'll be here.
So, you know, you came here and you wanted to establish a culture, identity, just, you know, as you become the head guy. You've mentioned that you've had a lot of roster turnover. You guys are the third youngest in the league. How do you feel that has came along during your tenure here? And then do you feel like the guys, especially this year that you added, are they enhancing that, kind of pushing it forward? Or do you feel like it's like we have to kind of get them also adjusted to it with the guys who've been in the program for a while?
I think change, you know, is the constant in many respects. We haven't had change for the sake of change. You're just trying to get better. And there's different opportunities and different things that come along at different times. Continuity gives you an opportunity to get better because you're building. I think we've had to do both. We're trying to improve on CD's group. We're all trying to improve the team. Part of that improvement is continuing to maximize individual players' improvement. You take a guy like V, you take a guy like Keaton Wallace, Mo Gay, those guys working to get better. And then you have expansion with someone like Kristaps, So that's really an evolution. It's an understanding that ultimately you're trying to improve. While that's going on, you'd like to find some constants that you believe in organizationally. When we talk about culture, that word can have, I think that's the interesting thing about that. There's a lot of cultures, and oftentimes your culture is more about what you do than it is what you say. And, when what you say, you can say about what you're doing, I'm kind of going tongue twister here. But my point is, we can be about hard work and unselfishness. Let's just take those two things. I think that in and of itself, establishes a culture without talking about culture. Consistent. Without talking about those qualities, of course. And we want guys, to embrace that collectively. I think that's how you have sustained success over time. And that unselfishness is paramount to success, both short and long term. So we'll keep grinding on it. And that's probably the best word I can throw out. This is the grind. Bring it every day.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay.